Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Ratt.
I hope everybody had a great week, and I hope everybody's about to have a great weekend. We want to kick off the weekend with a Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Kyle Hendricks, who is obviously one of the more thoughtful guys in all of baseball, joins me to talk about his teammate, Shota Imanaga. And it's a very, very well-timed conversation, considering Shota Imanaga dealt once again. Yeah, 6 1/3 this innings, 1 run against the Red Sox. His ERA is 0.98. He's a very, very unique pitcher, and right now a very, very, very good pitcher. So I didn't want to just talk or just yap about him myself. I wanted to talk to his teammate, not only his teammate, but a teammate who is one of the most intelligent, most thoughtful, most introspective guys in baseball. That's Kyle Hendricks. So here you go. Baseball's been boring on the go. Kyle Hendricks talking to Imanaga.
When you hear that the Cubs have interest in Shota, you probably look into him a little bit. You like pitching and you like, you know, and we all like pitching.
For sure.
What is the thing that when you start looking into him that first was top of mind? I guess that's where I'll start. What was the first impression of him when you started looking into him?
Yeah, honestly, tried to just get a little surface information. You know, didn't really try and make too many judgments from the start. I like getting to know somebody and really see them in person, see how they're playing, you know, how their stuff plays against hitters. But the thing that jumped out, just video preliminary, was just the fastball. You know, how well the fastball plays, how much he uses it, how well he gets outs just with that. And then the whole repertoire to go behind it. You know, he just mixes speeds, mixes locations so well with some elite stuff. You see how his stuff plays in the zone. He attacks guys. He's able to go to chase from that because, you know, he's established his stuff in the zone. It's just, obviously, his mind for pitching is extremely developed. You know, so it's just cool to see guys like that and now be able to talk to them just about how they go about pitching, what things they look for, what their thoughts are sometimes when they're out there. It's cool to connect on with those type of pitchers in general and just see their mentality.
So, because I like to geek it out, so let's talk about that. Like, let's talk about something that you learned from him in so many conversations, because like you said, this is part of the fun of pitching. We watch it, and then we talk to people, and then we learn. So what were some of the things that you've learned?
I would say one of the most interesting things was, you know, for myself, type of pitcher I am, I'm always trying to make every pitch almost appear the same, you know, tunneling or whatever it is, at trying to make it appear the same out of my hand. So a lot of times you're taught, like, have the same thought with your grips, you know, like throw a curveball like your fastball. Just get the hand position out there, let the grip do the job. It's funny talking to him that he actually says that he has a different thought kind of about every pitch that he has. So if it's a slider, you know, he's thinking get around it maybe, or his fastball is just stay underneath it, let it ride. Like he'll put different thoughts to each pitch, which was an interesting, you know.
So it's not obsession with I have to tunnel this pitch.
No. He just wants to make each pitch consistently that pitch.
Okay.
So he has whatever that feel is, whatever that thought for that particular pitch, that's what he tries to ride with, and it could change throughout, you know, throughout the week or the season, whatever it may be. But it was just very interesting. Yeah, I'm sure he still is tunneling, you know, as an effective
Without even knowing it.
Exactly,
probably, right?
Exactly, yeah. Without even knowing it, and that without being his focus, which is super interesting, because clearly his heater and his split play off each other, and the breaking ball off of that, they must, because just from seeing the swings he gets.
Well, that's the thing. So you mentioned the fastball. I mean, we're looking for the unique pitches, right? Mm-hmm. This guy has the ghost fork, or we're all looking for the pitching ninja unique pitches.
Yeah.
For you, he has unique pitches, but what is the most unique pitch he has?
That's interesting. That's a tough one. I would think right now is fastball, but between his fastball and his split, both. I think the fastball numbers and metrics are somewhat unique. The hop, the ride he gets on it, the fact that we can measure that now. But the swings that I see on a split and that make it seem
which
like...
Which is a huge... I mean, we can look at spin, we can look at everything.
Yes.
Ultimately, eye test, right?
100%. Yeah. At the end of the day, the hitter tells you everything you need to know. So I take huge stock in that. So seeing the reactions and the swings you get on a split, even in zone and the bad contact he's getting, just shows how much respect they have to have for the fastball, number one, but also just how well that must play. You know, it must look like his heater sells it with that conviction, and the terrible swings you get off it are just, it's fun to watch, to be honest.
It is, and the last thing is, it's cool, you've had a lot of teammates, like you've, you know, talked to pitching with a lot of guys, but it's cool when probably somebody gets dropped in, you're like, oh, all right, this guy looks at it a different way, and also is good.
100%. Yeah. It's always cool seeing different perspectives, meeting new guys. Just everyone definitely has their own unique way of going about their craft. But clearly being in a certain environment, you get taught a lot of the similar things.
Yeah.
So it's having someone come in from complete outside, completely different arena in a lot of ways, just seeing what the coaching is, what cues, what things they've learned or what fundamentals they've kind of stuck with throughout their whole career could be different than a lot of the things that we learn.
So is there something that, like, you like, everyone's different, but is there something that you have tangibly taken away and used
for myself in my learning and my fundamentals? I try to keep it very simple. I would say the mental approach of the thought of just making a good pitch, not trying to be perfect, just making a good pitch in that situation, moving on to the next pitch. But outside of that, I mean, I stick to the fundamentals of pitching. You got to get ahead of guys, got to get the leadoff hitters out, and you got to get soft contact. You got to pitch off your fastball.
Yeah.
So even a guy that doesn't throw with velocity, I guess, it's taken more time than most to really trust my fastball and know that I have to use it so well and get outs with it. That's been probably...
We talk about Shota, like, in all these different things, ultimately it comes back to strike one with your fastball.
100%. It's always about that. There's some certain fundamentals of pitching that's cool to see, too, Shota. You know, you learn that there really are universal fundamentals of pitching, and you learn that from talking to guys like that, and that's one of them. Strike one, getting the leadoff hitter out. Some things will never change.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Heck yeah, man. You got it.
Yeah.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.